Austin, Texas. It's Dave and Ike.
Well, it's quite a weekend. We had a big march for their lies, and that's really what's going on here. You know, it's kind of interesting to see the story repeated over and over again by NPR. They took some gun owners in a small area in Montana, and they pushed back against this. They were pushing back for their rights to defend themselves, their God-given rights, protected explicitly in the Constitution. But I think they made a mistake, and NPR seized on this. What they said was, we're marching for our guns. No, you're not. Don't let this be a choice between guns and lives. That is the way that the left, the way that NPR wants to frame this debate. It is not a debate between guns and lives. I have related many times a story about how my grandfather protected his life. His brother-in-law had already been killed in a similar situation. They were collecting rent on a weekly basis during the Depression in a rough area of town. And his brother-in-law went missing. He was the one who found him, killed with an axe in the back of his head, stuffed into his trunk. And not too long after that, he found a guy hiding behind his seat. But my grandfather had a gun. And he pulled the gun out and he pointed at the guy and said, if I ever see you again, I'm not going to give you a chance. I'll shoot first. And he didn't see him again. The bottom line is that was not a reported event. I played for you last week. The mother, and it was a reported event. They did have film, had a camera on the side of the house. A man repeatedly banging on the door, kicking it, throwing his body against it, eventually knocking the door in. By that time, the mother, who had two children, had the children behind her and a shotgun in her hand. And we look at that video, the guy runs in through that door and immediately runs back out even faster. And she said she didn't shoot him only because she didn't want to traumatize her children. But she didn't shoot. So statistically, that doesn't count. Statistically. But see, guns can be used to save lives as well as to take lives. And all the times that people use guns to back down a criminal aggressor, and they would not be able to do that even if they were larger than the person. I mean, look at the coach at Parkland, Stoneman Douglas, a coach, very large coach, who interposed himself heroically between the shooter and the students. But even though he was much, much larger than the shooter, he was no match for a shooter. We've got a story today where we have a superintendent in a Pennsylvania school district bragging to a town council, that they have armed the students with buckets of rocks to throw at any gunmen who come into the classroom. What an absurd idea. What an absurd idea. Yeah, we will scare them. We will stone them, he said. This guy must be stoned himself if he thinks something like that is going to help. You don't go to a gunfight barehanded. It's all about the power differential. Can't these Me Too people understand that? They always talk about the power differential between people like Harvey Weinstein and the women who are desperate to get a job. Do you understand the power differential between somebody who's got a gun and people who don't? That's what this is truly about. So today we're going to play you some of the clips of the many people that you didn't hear with this AstroTurf march for their lives. It's actually a march for lies is what it is. It is not a march, and when we counter-protest, this is not a march for our guns. This is a march for our liberty. It's our liberty that is at stake here. It's our ability to defend ourselves, our God-given right to defend ourselves and other people around us. That's why we support teachers who are armed voluntarily, who have been vetted, who have been trained. It is about being able to protect ourselves. That is our God-given right. The government has shown, as one of these students who survived, the government has shown repeatedly that they're unable or unwilling at all times to protect us. So we're going to talk about that. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Icke.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Floralife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
As I said at the top of the hour, there are many things to say about this march for their lies. We've had, and NPR highlighted it, just as they put out a smear campaign on InfoWars last week. They did a very lengthy article. Half of the article was about the criminal harassment of family members who had people die at the Texas Sutherland Springs church shooting. And we have made it clear from the very beginning. As a matter of fact, the day after I had the former pastor on here and we were talking about it, he dropped the news here for the first time that morning, that Monday morning, that the shooter who stopped the killer did not have a shotgun, as CNN had reported, but he had one of those deadly AR-15s, just like the shooter. And he was a former NRA instructor. And so we have reported that accurately from the beginning, unlike NPR and like CNN and others. But they used the harassment, the criminal harassment of those victims by a couple of individuals down there who basically, as I've shown before, I spent an entire hour talking about that. And the fact that they've trolled our reporters at events, yelling and screaming at us, saying they want to tell everybody that nobody died at any of these shooting events. Well, it's not a binary choice between nobody died and nobody lied. They use that nobody died approach so they can shut down any questions about what is being said. So NPR did a lengthy article talking about that and then immediately pivoted to us to link us with those people and started talking about the lawsuit around Charlottesville. Now, the issue is that the individuals that were there became the spokespersons, just like David Hogg has become a spokesperson. And just like David Hogg, their background and their political affiliations, when they become the spokespersons for that event, are worth looking into and should be looked into if they have a political bias. But they're being presented as neutral individuals. And as they are attacking President Trump for saying there were bad people on both sides. And we pointed out what their political affiliation was. And so we get sued. And so what NPR did was they combined those two events, the fact that we are being sued by those people, that we honestly said what their background was, and it was a legitimate definition when they enter the arena. But of course we have people like that, people like David Hogg are endlessly protected by the people who want to set this up. So we're going to begin in the next segment. We're going to talk about the people who were excluded. We've had a lot of people comment on this, that you didn't hear their voices. And we're going to show you a little bit of what happened, and we're also going to have the comments from the other side that you haven't heard. But before we do, I think it's very important as we look at this omnibus bill. I want to talk about this briefly. Rand Paul has said the debt now is over $1 trillion. The Dow is down. Maybe the GOP holding hands with Democrats isn't such a great idea. And it isn't. But there is one good thing in here, and I'm going to get to that in just a moment. When we complain about this omnibus bill that was given to us by the House GOP leadership, forced down the throat, and of course there were people on the House Freedom Caucus, Rand Paul and others, who pushed back on this. The GOP Congress gave Planned Parenthood $500 million in taxpayer funds. $500 million they get every year. And, of course, as Daily Caller pointed out, Hillary Clinton promised to continue funding Planned Parenthood if elected. Trump assured his voters that he would defund it if he got elected. And Ted Cruz said it was one of the key reasons that he would not support this budget. And so did Rand Paul. Ted Cruz said it continues to fund Planned Parenthood, a corrupt organization whose horrifying abortion practices should preclude it from receiving taxpayer dollars. He's absolutely right. That one thing alone should have been enough to stop this budget. But it gets worse. They fund sanctuary cities. They didn't have to fund sanctuary cities. They went out of their way to fund sanctuary cities. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer said this is a victory. They said the distinguished leader, talking about Paul Ryan, this is how happy Nancy Pelosi is with this. She called Paul Ryan the distinguished leader, has clearly put forth many of the priorities that we're very proud of in a bill that's 1 yard high. I think one of the reasons they rushed it through, said Nancy Pelosi, and not honoring the 3-day rule, they didn't want their Republican colleagues to see just what exactly was in the bill. Exactly right. Exactly right. Because this bill was a victory for investment in our future. That's what they mean when they take your money. When they take your money, when they put you in deeper and deeper in debt to the Federal Reserve, they call that an investment in our future. And I think they're talking about an investment in their future, not your future. That's not an hour that includes you. Supporting our middle class and doing so in a way that was producing good paying jobs. No, that's not what they were doing. The Senate, when I say investing in their future, the Senate increased their budget by $48 million for the 100 senators, about $500,000 each. They increased salaries for their staff by $12 million. That's about $120,000 more to hand out to the people around them. That's great. You know, that's the way it works. You vote yourself the ability to hand out favors. Meanwhile, the House of Representatives increased its budget to $1.2 billion, which was $10.9 million above last year's levels. And the Senate also increased its expense account. So they increased their budget, they increased their expense account, they increased their salaries, all of that. And that's an investment in their future. Meanwhile, President Trump said, reportedly said to aides, take the blame for a federal government shutdown. F that. Well, you know, the thing is that the buck does really stop there, President Trump. You know, you want to say that you're not going to take the blame for it. We can take the blame for the out of control spending then. And he goes on to say, I say to Congress, and he had the tweet out, said, I think I'm probably going to, I'm considering a veto of this because it doesn't do enough for the DACA recipients. Like, wow. And I said, when I saw that tweet last Friday morning, it came out just as we started the program. I said, he's not serious about that. He's simply virtue signaling. But he went on to say, I say to Congress, I will never sign another bill like this again. To which I say, this is exactly what an addict says each and every next morning. I'll never do that again. I'm not going to get drunk like that again. I'm not going to take those drugs again. And this is what we have, a government that is addicted to spending like this. And so, as I point out, Drudge and Coulter and others have called him on this, and they're not the only ones. Stefan Molyneux said, it might be my memory, or maybe I'm just getting hard of hearing, but I don't recall chance of dramatically increased military funding and protect dreamers at Trump campaign events. But they did. They protected dreamers. Planned Parenthood, sanctuary cities are funded, and so forth. But here's the good news. Here's the good news. I've been saying this for quite a long time, and I was glad to see Ann Coulter come out and say, this is something that the president has a constitutional authority to do out of the military budget. He can protect our borders. I've been saying this for a very long time. I'm glad to hear her saying that. I'm glad to see Rand Paul sarcastically say, hey, oh, here it is, page 376. I found the thing for border security. Oh, no, wait. That's the border security for these foreign nations, four or five foreign nations that he mentioned in his tweet. And I've said for the longest time, if we can't provide for our own border security out of the military budget, and the president decides how this money is going to be spent, the military can decide how that's going to be spent. And Ann Coulter said, the president has the authority to do this. And the president tweeted it out later. He said, the Pentagon is really rich now. They've got a lot of money. And maybe we'll have the, maybe they can do something about the border. That is a very hopeful sign. That is precisely what needs to happen. It'll never be given by the Congress. The Congress is open borders to the nth degree. And they will never fund that. President Trump said, because of the $716 billion gotten to rebuild our military, many jobs are created and our military is again rich. Building a great border wall with drugs and enemy combatants pouring into our country is all about national defense. Build wall through M. I think he means military. That's precisely what needs to happen. Let's hope that they have woken up to this now. We'll be right back and we're going to talk about the march for their lies. We'll be right back.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Yeah, the March for Their Lies.
Turn the tap dance into your crusade.
They're a little crusade.
And here you are with your faith and your Peter Pan advice. You have no scars on your face and you cannot handle pressure.
Let me tell you what this David Hogg with his Peter Pan advice and the lack of scars on his sneering little face is saying. He's out there saying, our parents don't know how to use an effing democracy. Just like they don't know how to use our little phones. He thinks he's so much, you know, I had a friend once, and I was talking to him about politics. Not the same political persuasion as I am. He was a statist. And he said, quoting Jefferson, the founders didn't know anything, so those guys couldn't even drive a car. Are you kidding me? I said, do you know how a car works? Could you build a car? You think you're better than them because you can steer a car and put your foot on the gas and the brake? And that's what these little Peter Pans out here are saying. They're saying, we have phones. We're smarter than you. As a matter of fact, and I tweeted this out. I put a picture of David Hogg out there with this quote of his. And I said, sneering condescension from somebody so profoundly ignorant is absolutely amazing. And he's actually out there saying, they mock us for being on our cell phones. But that's what allows us to organize. No, what allows you to organize are millions and millions of dollars from celebrities and gun control groups and the professional social media support that you get. And YouTube having your back, shutting down any videos that complain about you. I'll probably get this video shut down by YouTube because I'm going to complain about David Hogg when he says, when your old explicative parent is like, I don't know how to send an iMessage. And you're just like, give me the effing phone and let me handle it. Sadly, that's what we have to do with our government. Our parents don't know how to use an effing democracy. So we have to. Well, first of all, it's not a democracy. It's a republic. Probably doesn't understand the difference. But the irony of all this is that he's so stressed that they are taking away his ability to have an opaque backpack. He thinks that's an infringement on his First Amendment. Well, no, David, it's actually an infringement upon your Fourth Amendment. You don't even know which one you're talking about. How profoundly ignorant. Searching, you know, that's the Fourth Amendment is about your privacy and about having search warrants and so forth. That's what it's about. It's not about your speech. Your backpack is not speech, idiot. He says it's unnecessary. It's embarrassing for a lot of the students, and it makes them feel isolated and separated from the rest of the American school culture where they're having essentially their First Amendment rights infringed upon because they can't freely wear whatever backpack they want regardless of what it is. Why? Why would anybody give this kid a time of day? They don't know what they're talking about, even when they complain about infringements on their liberty. He doesn't even understand which liberties are being infringed upon. They're that ignorant. That ignorant. Also tweeted out, I said, so David Hogg doesn't like his invasion of privacy with clear backpacks. And I reminded him of what Benjamin Franklin said. Those who give up liberty for promises of security deserve neither. And you know what? Historically, you don't get either one of them either. One of the things that I have said consistently, I say it all the time, to the extent that you give up your liberty, just shave off a little bit of it, you know, here, take this little part of my liberty. Please infringe on my privacy or my ability to defend myself or my ability to have speech. Please take a little bit of this because I know it'll make me safer. Well, to the degree that you throw away your liberty, to that degree, you become a slave. Slaves are never safe. Slaves are never prosperous. You want to throw away your liberties because you think you're going to make some more money. You're going to be comfortable. You're going to be prosperous. You're going to be safe. No, you're going to be a slave. Slaves don't have any of those things. How could you think that as you get put into your little prison that you're building bar by bar as you throw away your essential liberties, that you're going to be somehow safe or prosperous? It's absolutely insane. Slaves don't have any of that. Stop demanding slavery. As we said, it's a march where they're demanding that their liberties be taken away. And, you know, quite frankly, if they're that stupid, take them away. Take them away. But don't take mine away. I'm not going to join that little parade, that little Pied Piper that they've got out there, bringing everybody along. And so, isn't it interesting that when Drudge linked to a clip of David Hogg and his filthy mouth and his arrogant, snide attitude and his ignorance, that clip was taken down by YouTube because they've got his back. You say anything about David Hogg, you say anything when he gets himself into the public arena, oh, he can't be criticized. He's above criticism. And so they censor you. But you know who else they censor? They censor the other students who don't agree with their gun control agenda. And we're not going to censor them. I'm going to play a lot of those quotes for you. A lot of people have spoken up. A lot of students have spoken up who don't agree with this. But, of course, you're not going to see them at the marches. And you're going to have people like John Kasich, governor of Ohio, the guy who lost so badly to President Trump and just kept going as if he didn't. Nobody had ever told him about the election results. The candidate that just kept going and going and going like the Energizer Bunny. And he had no idea how he was losing very, very badly everywhere. And he just kept going. And now he is saying that any politician that doesn't defend these students needs to lose. Well, they're not speaking monolithically. All the students aren't saying the same thing. This is a very, very tiny minority, a very vocal but tiny minority that is being amplified by every bit of press and political and Hollywood, big press, big media, big establishment, big government. They are all pushing these kids. They kept telling everybody, oh, it's going to be 500,000 people. Oh, it's going to be 400,000, maybe 300,000. No, it was actually 200,000, about 40% of the size that they wanted. And that was with them flying people in. Southwest Airlines was helping them with this. They had congressmen that were busing in people. And with all that AstroTurf help, they can only get 40% of the people that they were hoping to have. And as I pointed out earlier, you now got a superintendent in Harrisburg saying every classroom has been equipped with a 5-gallon bucket of Riverstone. If an armed intruder attempts to gain entrance into any of our classrooms, they will face a classroom full of students armed with rocks, and they will be stoned. What a defense plan. You can throw them very hard, he said, and they will create or cause pain, which can distract. Unbelievable. This is the mentality of these people. And again, as I said, the crowd was less than half of what they wanted. And then, of course, there's the fired up little speech from David Hogg. And I'm sure you have by now seen the little clip of it where he does his little Sieg Heil at the end, saying that they're going to start a revolution. Yeah, Sieg Heil, David. We'll talk about that revolution. Obama said the next day, I want 1 million young Barack Obamas. Well, that's number one right there, David Hogg. Little Barack Obama. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's Myco ZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off. Because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides. But more importantly than bad bacteria, the probiotics help displace. Yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus now from the InfoWars store.
Hey, doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life. Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew. And I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Yeah, we didn't have much truth told about guns over this weekend. We had a nonstop pageant. The Wag the Dog pageant by big media, big Hollywood, big government. And Obama was so proud the next day. He was actually in Japan on Sunday. And he told attendees there at a conference that he is looking to shape a million young leaders in his image to help the human race. Yeah. He said, if I could do that effectively, then, you know, I would create 100 or 1,000 or 1,000,000 young Barack Obamas or Michelle Obamas. Well, that's exactly what his mentor, Bill Ayers, determined to do. You know, Bill Ayers, the weather underground, terrorist Bill Ayers who was blowing up buildings. He got away with that, interestingly enough. You know, it's good to have friends in high places when you're a terrorist. And Bill Ayers did. And so he got away with that. He didn't go to jail for killing anybody or blowing up buildings. And then he went into education. And that's where he got really dangerous, far more dangerous than blowing up buildings. And he was a mentor of Barack Obama. And that's what they want to do. And that's what you saw this last weekend. You saw 200,000 young Obamas. And we look back at this. The Gateway Pundit, of course, made it very clear. They said, flashback, Hitler also used children to promote gun control. And so for all the David Hogs out there who are skipping class, Not that they would teach him this in school anyway, if he were to go. He wouldn't have heard this. But this is the way that Hitler put it. Hitler said, these boys and girls enter our organizations at 10 years of age. Oh, but we put them in here in America, not at 10 years old, but at 3 years old. But Hitler got them at 10. And he said, often for the first time, they get a little fresh air. In other words, they get his propaganda. He said, after 4 years of the young folk, the Jungen, they go to the Hitler Youth, where we have them for another 4 years. And even if they are still not complete national socialists, though, remember, they were socialists. They called the Nazis, called themselves national socialists. And even then, after these 8 years, if they're not still, if they're still not complete national socialists, they go to labor service and they're smoothed out there for another 6 or 7 months. And whatever class consciousness or whatever social status might still be left, the Wehrmacht, the German armed forces, will take care of that. Hitler said that in 1938. Yeah. We have our kids in from preschool to 12 years old because that's so much more effective. And they come out with their religion of global warming and their religion of big government will protect us. Regardless of what actually happened at that school, big government can be relied on to protect you, and only big government. But even then, they're not really too comfortable even with the police having guns in schools. That's what Mayor de Blasio said. Oh, I don't want even to have the police armed in schools to protect people. No, 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 not even that. And as the National Review points out, and a little bit more of a historical lesson, because that was the way that he controlled the youth, and that was his core. And then we're seeing that right now. National Review point out the perennial gun control debate in America did not begin here. The same arguments for and against were made in the 1920s in the chaos of Germany's Weimar Republic. They opted for gun registration. Law-abiding persons complied with the law, but the communists and the Nazis committing acts of political violence did not. In 1931, Weimar authorities discovered plans for a Nazi takeover in which Jews would be denied food. And persons refusing to surrender their guns within 24 hours would be executed. And these were written by Werner Best, a future Gestapo official. In reaction to such threats, the government authorized the registration of all firearms and the confiscation thereof, if required, for public safety. In 1933, the ultimate extremist group, led by Hitler, seized power, used the records to identify, disarm, and attack political opponents and Jews. Constitutional rights were suspended. Mass searches for and seizures of guns and dissident publications ensued. Police revoked gun licenses of social democrats and others who were not, quote, politically reliable, unquote. And on Breitbart, as they're looking at this march, the headline, this is what demagoguery looks like. Demagoguery, excluding people who have something to say. Survivors like Kyle Kashuv and victims like Hunter Pollack, they're not allowed to talk. But we're going to let them talk here in just a moment. I've got clips of both of them. Another Parkland survivor saying, don't use my sister to push gun control. A survivor of the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooting is telling his classmates who support gun control to stop using the name of his sister to push their agenda. Patrick Petty's sister, Elena, was in the junior ROTC and would never have supported the gun control proposals that her classmates are eagerly pushing, he said. Elena was one of three junior ROTC students who died during the shooting. And then we have a young 15-year-old high school sophomore, CJ Pearson. Very, very articulate young man. I want to play for you what he had to say. Let's play CJ Pearson.
Hi guys, I'm CJ Pearson, and I'm in a generation full of pansies. Today, hundreds of thousands of young people are going to take to the streets to march for gun control because they have been fed this false narrative that the Second Amendment is discardable, the Constitution is obsolete, and that guns are inherently bad. That argument, that narrative is BS, and that completely and entirely comes about because young people today are more focused on deciding how they feel about a particular issue based on their emotion and not based on logic. My message to my fellow young people is to remember what we learned in history class. Remember Hitler, Joseph Stalin, even some modern examples, Kim Jong-un, and so forth and so on. The people that these regimes have oppressed, I am sure would kill to have something like the Second Amendment. And I'm sure that the Holocaust would have been a very different thing if those that Hitler sought to oppress had had the means to defend themselves. First they come for our guns, then they come for our liberty. Here in America, we have had the privilege of not having leaders like Stalin or like Hitler because of rights like the Second Amendment. Because if any leader ever sought to plant the seeds of tyranny in this country, they would be met with resistance. Resistance made possible by the Second Amendment. History not learned from is history bound to be repeated. And so when you sit here and argue that the Second Amendment is the worst thing to happen to America and that we need to just throw it out the window, I'm going to look you in your eye and say that that is BS. Guns don't kill people. People kill people. And that is a fact. A good guy with a gun saves lives. We saw that in the shooting that happened in Maryland. A school resource officer stopped someone from doing irreparable harm because he was a good guy and he had a gun. Guess what? Marches like this can happen every single day, every single weekend, every month. It doesn't matter. It's not going to make me shed my constitutional rights because guess what? I realize that the right to carry and bear arms is what keeps America free and keeps our liberties intact. I will fight for it every single day. And other young people should too.
That should give you some hope. They're not all like these 200,000 students, these useful idiots, these youthful idiots that were bussed in, that were flown in by big media, big government, big Hollywood. No, there are some who really understand what's going on. And when we come back, we're going to play for you a couple of these. And we have Kyle Kashuv, I think is the way you pronounce his last name, K-A-S-H-U-V. And he was talking about the fact that you have Time Magazine putting the gun control activist students on their cover and saying enough. And he said in the march itself, on the march's website, they listed how they want to ban AR-15s. And I don't agree with that. The issue isn't law-abiding citizens having a weapon. It's the agencies not making sure that people who are criminals shouldn't be able to acquire a weapon. He says, because I don't fall in the category of promoting gun control, I was not included in the Time Magazine cover. Only the students who push it. That's big media. That's the agenda that they're trying to shove down your throat. And it's interesting because we've got a couple of different polls we're going to take a look at. Are the people buying this or not? I think they aren't. And we're going to tell you what the students really said who were not invited to speak. There is another point of view, regardless of what the media is saying. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to play for you some of the students who are not allowed to speak. We had one of the students who died, Meadow Pollock. Her father, Andrew Pollock, has been very, very active in trying to increase the safety of schools, to take measures that are going to help to protect students. They're not welcome. Their voice is not welcome as part of this movement, because this movement is simply about gun control. It's about taking our guns. And as I said at the top of the hour, do not fall into the linguistic trap of these people who are masters at choosing the terminology. You know, they don't talk about illegal aliens. They talk about undocumented immigrants. No, they're actually foreign citizens who are criminally trespassing here. They call them dreamers. So you don't want to shut down and kill somebody's dream, do you? And when they talk about this, and they call it the March for Our Lives, and well-meaning people in some rural area in Montana had a March for Our Guns, and NPR, National Propaganda Radio, government propaganda radio, seized upon that. Propagandists as they are. Because they want you to see this as a choice between lives and guns. It's not a choice between lives and guns. This is a march to surrender liberties and to take our liberties. This is a march for their lies. And we need to understand that. We need to make sure that we don't follow and fall into their traps. We continually allow them to define the debate by labeling the terms. And so now we're all talking about dreamers. They're not dreamers. There's no such thing as dreamers. We ought to take a page out of Roy Moore. He said, when they ask him about, what are you going to do about the dreamers? There's no such thing as a dreamer. First of all, DACA was never a law, and so forth and so on. So you deconstruct it that way, but don't use their terminology. Please don't use their terminology, and don't make this between lives and inanimate objects. This is not about inanimate objects. This is about our lives, too, and our ability to defend our lives and to defend our rights. Government was created to protect our liberties and, when possible, to protect our lives. Government can't always protect our lives, but with our liberties, we at least have a fighting chance. So let's take a look at what now Andrew Pollack, he has a son, Hunter, who was there. He wanted to speak Saturday at the march. And even though he was not pro-gun control, he wanted to talk about school safety. And at the last minute, they decided that they would not allow the brother of one of the students who was killed there, Meadow Pollack. They would not allow him to speak. Daily Caller got in touch with them, and I want to play for you a little bit of what the father says and a little bit of what the two sons have to say. Here's the Pollack family that was not allowed to speak.
Same life. So, hey, guys, I'm here with my son, Hunter. We're at the Doubletree. The kids just all left for the march. We tried for 2 days to get Hunter to give his speech at the march, and he was denied. He was denied being able to speak.
What would you tell him?
You know, that's not what I believe in. That's not what I believe in. I believe in making the school safe. If he can't get into school, it doesn't matter what weapon he has. He shouldn't have been able to get into school.
So there you have it. You got kids here that they don't want to hear from, these kids. But the main thing should be school safety, and that's why we're here. That's why my kid wanted to speak today, and they denied him. And these kids think with common sense.
We're the future.
Yep, these kids are the future right here.
He's got two kids there, and, of course, that was his other son. Let's hold it right there. That was his other son that wasn't Hunter that said that. But here's the deal. If they don't want to talk about school safety, then this isn't a march for their lives. If they wanted to talk about safety, it would be a march for their lives, but they don't want to talk about that. That's why it's a march for their lives, because their real agenda is not safety. Their real agenda is not protecting lives. Their real agenda is to take away your God-given liberty to protect your life and the life of your family. All right, let's go to Kyle Kashuv, who is he got on Face the Nation yesterday. He is a survivor of the school. And he's concerned because nobody is blaming the cowards of Broward County, as he points out. So here's Kyle.
Is that I have a differing point of view, but what really concerned me was that how come I wasn't invited to speak at the march? Because as Americans, we all have different point of views, and it's important to represent them all equally.
And your point of view,
but they don't want that.
You don't agree with the agenda that they're laying out there in terms of restrictions on assault weapons.
Well, yeah. I mean, I talked to senators and I looked at all the facts, and they all point in the same direction that a ban on assault weapons will not solve this issue. It's simply
restrictions on high capacity magazines.
That won't solve the issue. What we've seen is that there are certain things such as enforcing the regulation that's currently in law. I mean, we've seen on so many different levels that the cowards of Broward failed, the FBI failed, Sheriff Scott Israel failed, so many different multi-layered levels failed in Parkland, and it's absolutely reprehensible that I didn't see one single poster yesterday at the march that said F the NRA, that said F Sheriff Scott Israel.
So
you saw plenty of them said F the NRA.
You lived through this assault yourself. What do you think would have prevented another student like you from going through something similar?
Well, look, I mean, this kid was flagged. He was flagged by the Child Protective Services.
The shooter.
Yeah. I don't like to say his name.
She pretends not to understand this.
Prefer not to. He was flagged by the FBI. He was flagged so many different times by the Broward Sheriff's Office. And we need to see that we have to hold our government accountable. We have to, because this can happen again if our government does not do what it's supposed to do. And I find it ironic that after all this, and we've seen so many different government failures, we want to trust the government even more.
Absolutely correct. See, that's what they don't want you to hear. And just last week, we had, and they've complained, they said, David Hogg, they've turned our school into a military encampment, and we got to have transparent backpacks and all this other kind of stuff. Well, they found one of the deputies asleep in his car, and a student went to another deputy and said, hey, this guy is out here sleeping in his patrol car. So that's the problem. They continue to fail. He didn't go through the total number. I mean, we had the sheriff lie to everybody. He said, it's not 30-some-odd. It's more like 20-some-odd. Well, it was actually, I think it was 45. times that they'd been contacted about this individual, and they did nothing about it. The FBI was contacted 3 times about him, did nothing about it. So the system failed. And yet, they have to take away your ability to protect yourself when the system has demonstrated time and again that it will not protect you. Now, there are some places where it did work. We saw the most recent school shooting. He had an officer who was there, and he got there as quickly as possible. He wasn't able to save the life of the first person who was shot. But you know what? If the kid had a baseball bat, he could have killed his ex-girlfriend that he had a beef with. He could have hit her in the head, and she would have been dead before anybody could have done anything. You can't stop sneak attacks. You can't ever say never again. It's human nature. But what you can do is make sure that you got people here there with the ability to be able to stop this. Of course, this March for Our Lives, as New American points out, was totally astroturf. You had the national press. You had high-priced public relation firms bankrolled by globalist billionaires, and they did it for the children. They said despite phony initial reports that claimed 800,000, 600,000, and 500,000 people, the real number was closer to 200,000. Critics and historians said the march reminded them of National Socialist Adolf Hitler's youth parades. I just read you how they began gun control and how they used the youth to do this. And then there's this, as they point New American. They said a representative of the establishment-funded anti-gun Giffords Foundation that played a key role in organizing this march for their lies was even caught on tape at a government school in Broward County coaching the student leaders of the march on their talking points. She also let them know that airfare was being donated by Southwest Airlines. People might want to note that when you fly. Southwest was donating airfare. Social media accounts were being set up by professionals for the march. Professional PR services were working media relations. And this anti-gun foundation, the Giffords Foundation, said, quote, "They've not only arranged an unbelievable itinerary for us, but they've got medical support, security, counseling. There's even media relations. Pretty much everything we could think of, they have arranged for us." That's called AstroTurf. AstroTurf. You've got David Hogg out there saying, oh, they mock us because we're on our phones all the time. Well, that's why we're able to organize so quickly. No, you're able to organize so quickly because you have millions upon millions of dollars being channeled to you. All right, we're getting ready to go to a break. I just want to remind you that the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com are what allow us to have this program. It's what allows us to give you the other side of the story that mainstream media is working so hard to silence. And so hard to silence people as they share this information on social media. Censoring anybody who points out what is really going on here or who has a different opinion, as you just heard. Oh, they don't want me there because I don't share their agenda. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. Take a look at some of the sales we have there. We have Alexa Pure Breeze. That's our revolutionary air purification system. $50 off. We also have Super Blue Nano Silver Immune Gargle. That is 33% off as an introductory price. Take a look at those products. We really do need and appreciate your support.
It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's Myco ZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off, because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides, but more importantly than bad bacteria, the probiotics help displace. Yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus now from the InfoWars store. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to continue with news about the useful idiots parades over the weekend and how that would these people were being used to promote gun control agenda, not safety for anybody. This is not a march for anybody's life. They're not interested in school safety. You heard the father and the brothers of one student who was killed there saying that because they didn't embrace gun control, they were not going to be allowed to speak at the march. They have been very active in terms of trying to get improved safety. You also heard Kyle Kashuv say, we have seen the government fail time and time again. Look at how many times they were contacted at the sheriff's office and did nothing. Even as the shooting was happening, they did nothing. You had the FBI contacted, they did nothing. It isn't going to solve this problem by having more of that. We need to change that. And that's precisely what needs to happen. But still, they're going to control the agenda. We're going to talk about some more comments that other people have had. We're going to have a clip for you from Campus Reform where they go out and talk to all these students. And they all agree that you have to have an assault weapon ban. And he has all these clips of everybody saying, oh, it's got to have an assault weapon. Then he asks them, well, tell me, what is an assault weapon? And they can't define it. They have absolutely no idea what they're talking about. They don't know anything about the weapons. They don't know anything about self-defense. They don't know or care anything about individual liberty or the history of the struggle for individual liberty. They haven't had any experience, and they won't learn from other people's experience. Yeah, that's an expensive school to go to, but it's the only one a fool will attend. And we're not going to be fooled. Many of us have already gotten graduate degrees and experience, and we're not about to go through this again with these children who are going to lecture us, telling us, oh, you don't know how to send an iMessage, and so I'm going to tell you about history and about self-protection, about all these other life and death issues. And it's like, you know what? iMessage just doesn't compare. I can do that. That doesn't make me smart. Being able to use your little cell phone doesn't make you wise. It only highlights how inexperienced and cloistered you are, how you haven't had any experience, especially if you're going to tell people that's what allowed you to do this this event. You're simply lying to people, and I just explained that to you. So we've got those clips coming up. We're also, today, China began selling gold-backed yuan contracts for oil. They're trying to challenge the American petrodollar. We're going to be joined later in the program by Gerald Celente because there's been a lot of economic news happen in the last week. So many people are caught up in the Stormy Daniels and the marches for the March for Our Lives and also all this stuff. But the reality is that we have our government that is spending money at an accelerated rate even over Barack Obama. And this is Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell, but of course, President Trump went right along with it, virtue signaling as he did, telling everybody, I'm not responsible as them. No, you're also responsible for this. The buck does stop with you when you sign this. And so we have the government continuing to run us into debt at an ever faster rate as the Federal Reserve is raising the interest rates. That's going to have consequences for our economy. But beyond that are the questions about the petrodollar. What is it going to do to the price of gold if China decides that they're going to back their currency with gold? Are they going to start a run on gold trying to match this if people start to cash this in? That's one of the reasons why we went to the petrodollar. The United States government couldn't keep up with the demand for converting their fiat currency into gold because of their spending. And of course, the Chinese dictator is not very fiscally responsible either. So we're going to be talking to Gerald Celente coming up in the program. And stay with us when we come back. We have more people on the other side of the issue of this gun control issue that you didn't hear from as part of this pageant. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Well, I've been playing clips from students who are not allowed to speak. These are the students that you are not allowed to hear. They may have had siblings who were killed, and that was the Hunter family, and the father has been actively working on trying to increase school safety because he really is trying to do something for students' lives. But he's not welcome. Neither are his children, who don't buy into gun control. And so they weren't allowed to speak. And we had Kyle Kashuv, who also said, you want to tell us that a solution is more law enforcement and more of the same stuff that failed? Why don't we let government fix itself first, start to execute before we increase the number of people there? And as I pointed out, just last week, we had another sheriff's deputy there in Broward County, and they have upped the number of deputies there. They only had, I think, one before, but now they've got quite a few of them there. One of them was sleeping in his car. And he was found by a student who went and got another deputy, and the story got out into the newspaper. But those students are not allowed to speak. We've had other students who have spoken out who were not there, but also don't buy into this. And, of course, even though they did everything to promote this with professional media, with subsidized travel, with Democrat politicians busing students in, with Southwest Airlines giving them discounts and so forth, and all the free media exposure and all the protection. By the way, if you criticize these kids, oh, they'll shut you down. They may shut down this video. Who knows? They already shut down one of the videos that exposed David Hogg for the sneering little ignoramus that he is, talking about how hey, these adults, they don't know anything. They don't even know how to use an iPhone. I know how to use an iPhone. I'm going to tell you how to run your life. But I want to talk about a rapper. There's a very good NRA interview with the NRA TV. And this rapper is Killer Mike. And when he did this interview, he was attacked by the left for doing this interview. And I'm going to play the interview for you. But first, I want to tell you how these people reacted. And then I want you to hear a little short excerpt from NRA TV. He told NRA TV's Colleen Knorr, or noir, that blacks in the progressive movement fail to realize that gun control is a return to slavery. That's what he had to say. And he's absolutely right. It's amazing to me that we've seen a lot of progressive organizations come out and say, well, you know, guns were used to keep people in slavery. And it's like, yeah, that's the way Hitler used them. That's the way Stalin used them. That's the way plantation owners used them. Do you think maybe you ought to have a gun? Oh, no. We should take them away. And it's like, I just don't understand that non sequitur in their reasoning. Oh, guns are evil because they were used to enslave people. Mao said power comes out of the barrel of a gun. You don't even have to shoot it. You can just point it at people. And that's a very powerful thing. But then the black leaders will come out and say, and the progressive leaders will come out and say, well, guns are evil because they enslave people, so therefore you shouldn't have guns. No, if you don't have guns, you become a slave eventually. And you had the NAACP former president tweet out and say, I love Killer Mike. That's my brother. He made some excellent points about black gun ownership. The problem is he's talking about it on the NRA platform, and the NRA could give less than a damn about protecting black people's Second Amendment rights. Oh, really? See, this is the demonization of the NRA. They have become the symbol to be attacked. And so he posted two new videos apologizing for the interview he gave to the NRA. He said, that interview was used a week later by the NRA TV to disparage a very noble campaign that I actually support. No, that's not what he says in the interview. I'll let you hear that. He talks about not always joining along with people's agenda and saying he didn't agree with their solution. He's more of the orientation of self-defense. And so he says, I'm sorry that an interview I did about a minority, black people in this country, and gun rights was used as a weapon against you guys. He said, that was unfair to you, and it was wrong, and it disparaged some very noble work that you're doing, and so forth and so on, and then pretends that it is some kind of a grassroots organization. So here's that clip, some excerpts of that clip from rapper Killer Mike when he was being a little bit more honest and he wasn't facing the pressure from the left.
So I have to ask, what are you really marching for? Because from where I'm standing, it looks like a march to burn the Constitution and rewrite the parts that you all like in crayon. No one can point this out better than Killer Mike, who not only knows how guns can solve the problems society faces, he can tell you firsthand what gun ownership means to this nation's safety and its structure.
I have worked as a tireless advocate on the behalf of children, disenfranchised women in my community. Yeah. And I've also worked with gun groups like Georgia's Against Gun Violence that are not, you know, the most pro segment. Yeah. But I say if there's a table to be sat at, the gun owner needs to be there. You can't continue to be the lackey.
Yeah.
Like, people are accusing you of being a lackey of the NRA. Well, you're a lackey of the progressive movement because you have never disagreed with the people who tell you what to do.
You know, pause that a second. You hear that? He said they accuse you of being a lackey of the NRA. Well, a lot of these people are lackeys of the progressive movement because they do what they tell them to say. And he was absolutely right, and he was being frank and honest about that. And then when he got the heavy pressure from the left and the progressives, he tracked it back. Oh, the NRA, yeah, they're evil. Sorry I talked to those guys, NRA. Let's continue on with this, the honest part of what Killer Mike had to say.
About the generations that come into, even me, right? Some things with respect to my freedom, I didn't always feel this way. Yeah. There are things that I learned about and come upon them as time went on. But we get to a point where we're like, oh, why do we need this? We don't need this anymore. Yeah. We're so progressive. We progress past this.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're going to progress us right off a cliff.
Yeah.
You keep going in this.
You're
going
to progress us into slavery.
Yeah. Pretty
much. You know, people say, oh, slavery can't exist. Slavery does exist now. Slavery exists according to the 13th Amendment.
They never abolished it.
The same people who are telling you we need to abolish the Second Amendment, they ain't there for the documentary 13.
Yeah.
They're not there at your march to end that. You know, that begins to be my question. Like, what is an ally? Because an ally is not necessarily a friend.
Yeah.
Right? It's not necessarily, yeah. It's not fam. We have a mutual interest in something that progresses, yeah, us both.
Yep.
Why are your allies not fighting your other fights with the same vigor you're fighting these? Like I told my kids on the school walkout, I love you. If you walk out that school, walk out my house.
But now he says, oh, I didn't mean anything to do. I didn't mean to push back against these marchers.
We are a family where my sister farms. We are a family where we'll fish, we'll hunt, but we are not a family that jumps on every single thing an ally of ours does, because some stuff we just don't agree with.
Here we are. We have a march that's going on next week, and our biggest celebrities are donating millions to a march.
Yeah.
While our inner city schools over here.
This is a good point.
Are in
deplorable
conditions.
We're donating millions for a march, but nothing for the kids.
About gun control.
Yeah.
But yet we have communities over here that are in economic downturn. Like it's
that's
ridiculous
right.
to me.
Yeah. Celebrities often don't know what to do. They're told what to do. I had a celebrity, very famous, like, sold well over 20, 30 million records, called me and said, hey, Mike, what you doing right now? I said, I ain't doing nothing. He said, could I call you? I was like, what's up? He called me. He was at a radio station. They were pressuring him to do a anti-gun thing. And I could tell he wasn't comfortable with it.
Yeah.
He said, would you mind explaining them and why you? And I said, very simply. Yeah. I said, you know, I'm African-American, you know, 54 years out of apartheid. I'm very pro-Second Amendment. This is why. And before you say, well, what about the children? My daughter goes to Savannah State University. There was also a shooting on that campus. Talked to my wife and daughter after that. The decision was, we're going to go to Savannah. She's going to get a gun and train more.
Yeah, he's absolutely
right about
that. And
they said, Mike, we never heard that perspective. We surely respect and understand it. And they stopped pressuring him to do something he didn't want to do. And that ain't just guns. When, as a celebrity, they ask me, hey, will you do this anti-bullying drop for radio? Absolutely not. Why? Because your child needs to get punched in the face so he can learn to punch someone back. And that isn't
that's
saying
right.
that. It's
but then
right
he got bullied
the
by the left. He got bullied by the progressives, and then he punched the NRA in the face because he couldn't take the heat. He was absolutely right about what he said. He should have stuck with that. He should have had the conviction to stand by what he knew was right. But we'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
The reason InfoWars Life has 5-star ratings on major third-party sites is because I want products I'm going to use for my family. I take this. My family takes this. And then it funds the operation with the most hardcore, truthful information you're going to find anywhere. So what you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com.
If I ever forget to take them, like, I have a noticeable difference. I don't feel good. The nascent iodine is one of the ones that was life-changing for me.
Yeah, I actually have just run out of my super female. I had a few bottles at my house, and I've been taking it again, hitting the gym once again.
Mm.
Very exciting, feeling hey, great, looking good. So, and I know my hair is luxurious once again. So obviously the super female is amazing. I love it.
Nascent iodine is essential. Survival Shield X2. If there's one product that I would say is life-changing, that I would suggest, it's Nascent Iodine Survival Shield X2. It's got a 5-star rating.
It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2-month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
They use their media to assassinate Real News. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be taking your calls. I want to know what you think about the March for Their Lies that we saw this last weekend. If you want to join the program and comment, that number is 888-201-2244. That's 888-201-2244 if you want to call in and comment. I've got a couple more comments from people who were there. I've played many students who were not allowed to speak because they didn't support the gun control agenda. They were interested, actually, in saving lives. So they were not allowed to speak. They wanted to talk about school security, or they wanted to talk about securing the school. In other words, are we going to have law enforcement that actually does their job? Are we going to harden the schools? Or are we going to arm teachers? No, that's not allowed. Not allowed. And if you talk about these student leaders that are pushed to the front by all the mainstream media, Time Magazine and others, if you talk about them, you'll be accused of bullying and harassing. You will be censored. Not just the students who have a different view of what the solution is or want to actually talk about a solution. They are kept out of the public limelight. They are not allowed to speak at the march. But if you expose what these people are doing, you'll be censored yourself. But I want to play a clip here from Campus Reform. Had a reporter that went down and started talking to these students at the march for their lies. And, of course, they were all in agreement that we needed to get rid of assault weapons, this nebulous thing that has never been defined by the adults. So how could we expect the students to understand what an assault weapon is? You could have asked them what the difference between a semi-automatic and an automatic is. They wouldn't know that either. They might know the difference between a rifle and a pistol, but I wouldn't count on it. But first he asked them about assault weapons, and we'll play a little bit of that for you, whether they should be banned. And, of course, they all agreed about that. Then he asked them to define it, and that's when it gets interesting. Here's that clip from Campus Reform.
I'm Kevin Phillips with Campus Reform. Today we're in Washington, D.C. at the March for Our Lives protest. We're talking to attendees about what they want to see, and when they talk about banning assault weapons, do they know what assault weapons are? Let's find out. What sort of policy changes would you like to see enacted?
I think there needs to be a complete ban on assault weapons. We need laws in place that are going to prevent people from walking into schools with assault rifles. Yeah, I think there definitely needs to be a ban on these assault rifles. So any banning of any guns, I would be supportive of.
To give up some rights to have assault rifles, it's like a higher priority than people losing their lives.
Wait for it, because he's going to ask them to define that.
Yeah, it's assault weapon. It's like a, I kind of do, but kind of don't. Okay. Like,
I think I'll know it when I see it.
It's just,
what is an assault weapon?
Can any of you tell me what an assault weapon is?
Crickets.
I guess. But assault weapons, like, does that
sounds safe to you.
Do you guys know what an assault weapon is?
Yeah. Honestly, if you're asking me, any gun that isn't a pistol should be banned.
The same amount of people die by assault weapons as do car crashes in a given year.
As what?
Do car crashes. It's a similar number.
Okay. It's not actually, but...
Or is it similar?
No, it's not. So assault weapons count for about 3% of gun deaths, but car crashes are about the leading cause.
Okay. I thought that was... But a lot of people die by gun deaths.
Do you guys know what an assault weapon is, though?
I mean, I'm... A phrase that comes to mind is, like, military-style weapon.
What an assault weapon is? Yeah, it's, like, it's an arm that... Like a gun, for instance, that you can buy at a shop pretty easily that is...
Okay, let's hold it right there.
Like,
so it's a gun that you can buy at a shop pretty easily. Or it's kind of like a military type of thing. Well, do they know that the military gets issued 45 pistols, too? Does that make it assault weapon? They have absolutely no idea what they're talking about. This is absolutely amazing to watch this. And I want to take a look at some of the signs that they had. Some of the most memorable signs from the March for Our Lives rally. Here's one. My Muslim uncle gets more background checks than a gun. Well, guns don't get any background checks. They're supposed to do background checks on people who are criminals, but of course, if you don't put the data in there, there isn't any data to do a background check with, and that's what our government didn't do. Guns shouldn't have more rights than my uterus. But wait a minute. Planned Parenthood kills way more people than any guns or cars or anything else like that combined, right? And then we have this one. NRA, please eat a Tide Pod. How's that for projection? The Tide Pod generation. NRA, please eat a Tide Pod. And I talked about this a couple of weeks ago. I said, these are the students that we had to have Chuck Schumer pleading with them not to stick detergent in their mouth. And they're lecturing us about history, about the Constitution, about our ability to protect ourselves, about our precious individual liberties. It's not about our guns. This is about our liberty. And these people are saying, oh, the NRA needs it. No, these are the ones who do it. And, you know, Chuck Schumer is out there telling everybody how the Tide Pod looked so delicious, he wanted to eat one. And so there had to be some kind of a prohibition on Tide Pods to protect everybody from these kids, this generation who wants to stick these things in their mouths, just like the Democrats who want to do that type of thing. Another one, there's no such thing as a good guy with a gun. That would be de Blasio's perspective. De Blasio doesn't even want his law enforcement officers in school. No, no guns in school at all. No, 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 we can't have. And we saw how effective that was in immediately stopping a sucker punch shooting. And again, there is nothing you can do to keep somebody from killing someone instantly. All you can do is stop them from killing more and more people. That kid who shot his ex-girlfriend in the head, he could have hit her in the head and killed her with a baseball bat. He could have slit her throat before anybody did anything. He could have used his bare hands and broken her neck before anybody could do anything. But you want to make sure that the good guy has the equipment that he needs to stop that event. And then finally, this one. A young guy, and this is up on Facebook, my wife sent this to me. A nine-year-old with a sign that says, F the NRA. And somebody put that up with a comment, said, this young man is participating on Boston's nonpartisan Let's All Get Along Together March for Our Lives today, because nothing says mutual respect like sending your nine-year-old to tell 6 million Americans to go F themselves. That's right. And so the question is this. Even the Washington Post comes out and says, school shootings are extraordinarily rare. Why is the fear of them driving policy? Well, we know why, because it is a pageant put on by big media, big Hollywood, big government. And this Washington Post column here, which is an op-ed piece. That's why a little bit of truth got in an op-ed piece. Somebody, all right, who let that guy put this into the Washington Post? Somebody probably lost their job over this, because he said the chance of a child being shot and killed in a public school is extraordinarily low. Not zero. No risk ever is zero. Understand that? Never again. Hashtag never again. No, you're never going to get to zero for anything. But here's where the risk comes in. He says far lower than many people assume, especially at the glare of heart-wrenching news coverage after an event like Parkland. It's far lower than almost any other mortality risk a kid faces. In other words, being shot at school is lower than traveling to and from school, catching a potentially deadly disease while in school, or suffering a life-threatening injury while playing interscholastic sports. But because the victims are children, that's why it works so effectively. And that's why big media, big Hollywood, big government is using children.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Floralife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. And now, covering the
ongoing fight for the heart and soul of America. Broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. We have polls showing contradictory information about where the public is on gun control. We have Chris Matthews saying, oh, expect restrictions. We're going to get this through, says Chris Matthews. And we got a candidate for sheriff in North Carolina caught on video going through a litany of gun control ideas that he would like to enact. And then saying, well, I hear a lot of these pro-gun people say, you can have my gun when you pry it out of my cold, dead hands. And he said, okay, we can do that. And the audience laughs. That's where these people are coming from. But I want to get your take on this. And so we're taking calls right now. Let's go first to Eric in Tampa. Thank you for joining us, Eric. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, David. First
good morning.
Speaking with you.
It's a beautiful thank you for calling.
Day out there, isn't it?
Sorry?
It's a beautiful day out there.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, you got Info Warrior family out here, you know, all over the United States and rest of the world.
That's right. What do you think about these marches over the weekend?
I think they're really pathetic, and I'm not sure it's really, they've really dumbed down the population beyond belief.
Well, they've presented a pretty one-sided picture of this, haven't they? And they've used children at the forefront.
Oh, yeah,
so that you're not allowed to say anything about them. But also, as I point out before we went to break, the risk of anything happening is it's one of the least likely things to ever happen to your child. Your child is more likely to get killed to and from school, on their way to and from school, or to die from a disease that they catch at school, or to die from intramural sports than they are from being shot. And yet, because it is visceral and visible, and because it involves children, and that is what they've seized on, using these children as propaganda instruments. I mean, how do you feel about that?
I think it is very disgusting. I've taken a few psychological courses and actually was on one of the honor societies, and the experiments that they were doing on babies, I'm not sure the...
Talking about B.F. Skinner?
I'm not too sure. They put the toddler in, and then they put a rabbit in there. And when they put the rabbit in there, they'd ring a huge, loud, well, I don't know, huge, but a very loud bell. And, you know, just psychologically experimenting with people. But usually kids and kids believing in the parents and all that kind of stuff.
I agree. It is very scientific, and there is a lot of money behind it. I absolutely agree with you, Eric. Thank you. Let's go to Trace in Jersey. Go ahead, Trace.
How you doing, Mr. Knight?
Doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. You know, it's a beautiful day in Jersey, just as I'm sure it is in my home state of Texas. I would love to get back to Texas. At any point in time, to shoot a real weapon that is not an assault weapon.
That's right.
And last, it's dumb children and the liberals on the left. They think they're doing right, and I don't blame them for it. They don't see that an assault weapon is completely different. It is a military-issued weapon. In many cases, they are not semi-automatic.
Well, they don't even have a definition for an assault weapon. I mean, when they banned it before Dianne Feinstein, they gave us a list of several hundred rifles because they don't have a general definition for an assault rifle. So they said, this one, this one, this one, this one. And basically, they're picking them on the way that they look. Oh, that one looks scary. It's got something screwed onto the top that doesn't affect its lethality or the way or the rate that it shoots or anything like that. They might have a forward handle on it, but it absolutely isn't anything different. But it just, I think, truly, this is the case. You know, we have assault and we have battery. Assault is when you threaten somebody and you scare them, right? Battery is when you actually hit them. So these are rifles that I think the only definition of an assault weapon is a weapon that scares liberals. And if you, if you get into that area, then you're basically going to ban every rifle, every weapon, every gun, because all the guns scare liberals. They don't even want people in uniform. They don't even want the police to patrol the schools in many cases because the police scare them if the police have a gun. So it's every gun on anyone, even somebody who is a law enforcement officer. It scares them about everything. So I think that's the real definition of an assault weapon.
An assault weapon could be technically anything, right? I mean, my board could be, my speed board here could be an assault weapon. You can hit somebody with it. It's 5 pounds. It's just as heavy as a bat. You can hit somebody with that and knock them on gun or do even more irreparable harm. So how can you really define, like you said, how can you define an assault weapon? There really is no definition. I've never seen what an assault weapon actually is. I'm a veteran myself. My father taught me how to shoot. When I was young, he taught my mom, he taught my sister, and he taught the whole family. And he's very pro-Second Amendment. And I know as a black man in America, no matter what, you're still going to need a weapon. It may not be for someone coming into your home, but something coming onto your property. Say a bear, you got to scare him away. Or it's
in Texas. Well, let me ask you this. You said that you're a black man. How did you feel about Killer Mike? Because, I mean, he really laid it out there on the line, very effective in terms of what he said. He said his daughter was at a school where they, a college where they had a shooting. And so his response was, get a gun and protect yourself, learn how to use it and to protect yourself. And he said, hey, I'm not going to talk to people about anti-bullying stuff. Some of these people need to get hit in the face so that they understand they got to stand up and protect themselves. And then he got hammered by the music establishment, by the liberal establishment. I guess, you know, he realized that his livelihood was on the line, and then he started pulling this back and started dumping on the internet. How did you feel about that?
I honestly, I'm just going to say right now, Killer Mike, I like his music. I listen to him. I listen to more underground and conscious hip-hop than what's out there right now. But the fact that in his music he's already promoting the misuse of weapons and then saying, yeah, I am Second Amendment. Excuse me. And he gets bullied by the nerds that never wanted to actually grow up and get out of high school. They're like, well, you should say this instead. So he does exactly as they say because he doesn't want to be portrayed as a bully. Because
Look at what they do to Hollywood. Look at what they did to James Woods. Look what they tried to do to Roseanne Barr over the weekend with Jimmy Kimmel. He tried to bully and shame her for being a Trump supporter, and she pushed back on it. I mean, it's very rare that you find somebody in Hollywood that pushes back. And if you push back, they will try to find a way to make sure you never work in that town again. And I'm sure the same kind of pressures are being put on Killer Mike in terms of he laid it out there. He was very frank about it. And he said, look, I don't agree with everything you guys stand for. And I don't agree with everything those other guys stand for. But I have a right to protect myself. And it's a very important right, especially for a black man. I mean, they should understand that. And he said, we're going to be pushed into slavery if they take away our guns. He said a lot of truth in that interview. And it was really sad to see him pull it back. But I understand that because I've seen it across the music industry, across the entertainment industry, everywhere. You have this liberal establishment that hammers anybody, any nail that sticks up gets hammered down in that environment.
That's true. And, you know, honestly, I love hearing you every day. I listen to you on my phone. If I can't, get you guys on my computer anymore on Infowars.com through Chrome. So I'm trying other browsers. But I have so many stickers. I just got my latest tube of Super Glue. I love all the products. And Rainforest, these liberals need to take it, honestly.
Yeah. That's my favorite supplement, Rainforest. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's funny. You know, back in Raleigh, Alex wasn't on the radio station there when I was living in Raleigh. But there were stickers all over Raleigh about InfoWars. People got the message, even if we're not on the radio. But it's important to be on the radio. It's important to be in a lot of places because they're trying to shut us down, just like they shut down any students who had a different take, a different solution to actually protect lives. They're not interested in that. Their march is to take away your guns, your liberty. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's Myco ZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off. Because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides, but more importantly than bad bacteria, the probiotics help displace. Yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus now from the InfoWars store.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to go back to our callers here in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of some of the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com because the products that we sell there are what support this program. It's what keeps us independent, especially in the face of the kind of censorship that we see being enacted. You talk about the people who take over the narrative here, these people who have entered the public debate, and if you try to debate them, they're going to shut you down, say, you're bullying them, you're harassing them, and so you'll get censored. This is something we see continually. We see the students getting censored off the dais because they don't promote a gun control agenda. No, they're actually concerned about students' lives, and that's what this is not about. This is about a gun control agenda. But if you want to support us, Let me tell you about some of the products that we have right now that are on special. We have reformulated MycoZX. That's our formula to help protect your body from dangerous toxins that you get in the things that you drink and that you eat and that you come across all the time. That was MycoZX. We've now reformulated that, made it more intense. It's now MycoZX Plus, and you can get it with an introductory price of 50% off. Also, Alexa Pure Breeze is available at $50 off. A revolutionary new air purification system. We have many of these around the office. As I pointed out before, I got one back in the fall, and we use this in our home, and it is very effective, very silent, very attractive, a great way to make sure that you take out any cooking odors that are in your house, or to just keep your house pure and to remove toxins that are always getting outgassed from carpet or from other things in your house when you close it up tightly to cool it or to heat it. It's very important to have clean air, and the air inside of your home can be some of the most polluted air that you come across sometimes. So that's $50 off right now for Alexa Pure Breeze, and we have a new product joining the Super Blue line. And that is our Silver Immune Gargle. We have a toothpaste as well as a mouthwash, Super Blue, that has nano silver as well as iodine. This is a gargle. You can use it for oral use. You can also use it to cleanse your hands. It's nano silver. So it kills bacteria, kills virus. Very effective at doing those two. That's now available at an introductory price of 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. I want to go back to the callers that we have right now. Josh in Colorado Springs. Thank you for holding, Josh. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call, David.
Well, thank you.
Really love the show, and I buy your guys' products all the time. I love them.
Good, good.
First off, I live in Colorado Springs, more or less in the mountains, a little west. And I live in a mining community. And on Saturday, we had a march for guns. So we had a bunch of people open arm carry and stuff. Nobody got shot. It was okay. You know, everybody was safe. But I will say this. I don't think the leftists realize in the backwoods the people that actually live in this country. You may not see them all the time, but I'm around a lot of different miners. These are tough people, and they're not going to give up their guns. I don't think people realize how entrenched the American culture is in some parts of this country.
Well, people want to be able to defend themselves. That's our basic fundamental liberty and right to do that. And I've seen several of these. I don't know if it was that. I think there was one that was in Montana, and they labeled it a march for our guns. My only concern is we have to be careful about the terminology that we use. The left is masterful at coming up with terms. Oh, they're not illegal aliens. They're undocumented workers, and they're dreamers to boot, right? So they have a march for our lives. We don't want to have a march for our guns. Our march is for our liberties. Our march is to defend ourselves. And we should make sure that we put that out there, because when the public looks at this, they're going to look at just the labels. And that's why NPR will seize on these marches for our guns and say, look, see, it's guns or lives. Which one do you want? Do you want your inanimate object, or do you want your life? And I think it's very important that we not fall into that semantic trap that they lay for us.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense, David. And I don't think it was actually called that. I think they were just doing an open carry. I mean, it's a small town and everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But I understand. Yeah, the important thing is that you show up and say, you're not going to take them from us. That's we have our liberty to protect ourselves. And it's good that people don't just sit back and do nothing, because for the longest time, we've had the left have a monopoly on protest, and it's about time people counter-protest that. Of course, it's not going to be covered by the media unless they can spin it some way.
Well, and then here's my other point that I've noticed, at least just in my little community. We've got a little Facebook community, Facebook page, where these little, like, HOA, Homeowners Association, authoritarian housewives run this little community page, and they will block.
They're the worst dictators, aren't they? The little Homeowners Association people. I mean, it's a good example of why you don't want to have a community controlled like that, because you always have the worst people in the neighborhood surface to the top because they want to control everybody else's lives.
Well, so they've got this page, and they've got a little high school girl, just like David Hogg in our town, where she posted this whole rant against guns, just like David Hogg.
Yeah.
And so the community started voicing their opinions. Well, they ended up censoring everyone's comments. They made it on the top of this community page and did not allow anybody to comment. So it sounds like even just in our little micro realms of our own societies, there's these little control freaks trying to mirror like a microcosm of the macro.
Well, it's a new tactic that they've used. For the longest time, every time they wanted to push forward an agenda to control our lives, it was always for the children. We're doing it for the children. We're doing it for the children. Now they put the children up front as the mouthpiece, and they give them the talking points. And then if you push back against this as they're trying to create policy and form the public debate, they don't want a debate. They just want to talk down to you with these children. And if you push back, you'll be censored. And that's the amazing new tactic that these people are using, as you point out. They're using it at every level. It's not just against us, but it's even in the little community there on the Facebook Homeowners Association, pushing back on people like that. That's their tactic. Yeah.
I think they're just setting up a lot of this stuff for a conflict. They want the whole cause a problem, create a reaction, and then propose a solution.
That's right.
They know that we're all going to clash at some point over this, and they're putting these antipsychotics in the society, these gun-free zones in the society. It's a chemical reaction for disaster.
That's right. Yeah, you create these gun-free zones, and you're just inviting that. Thank you so much, Josh. You're absolutely right. Let's go to Kevin in West Virginia. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, David. How are you doing?
Doing good. Thank you for calling.
I think that these marches remind me of a lot like what Hitler did with the youth during his reign of terror. And one of the other things that I don't quite understand, and this liberal logic that I don't get, is if these same people that are calling Trump Hitler, why would you want to turn your guns into Hitler? I don't quite understand that logic.
That's right. And you can see that same logic when they're talking about surveillance, right? Both the Republicans who are saying, wait a minute, you've got the deep state surveilling President Trump saying they're not interested in bad people, they're interested in interesting people, but we're going to not only give them a pass on what they've done, but we're going to reauthorize it and we're going to loosen the restrictions. And then the Democrats doing the same thing. As you point out, they say, well, you know, the Republicans, especially Trump or Hitler, so let's give them the power to surveil everybody. And gun control is just on top of that. It's absolutely amazing. But they do, they will push this forward because what they really want is control over us. And the establishment doesn't really believe the narrative that they're putting out there about Hitler. They want control over us. So it just exposes, it's not a cognitive dissonance on the part of these people. It's just their lies. I think that's really what they're doing.
These people are insane. I mean, completely insane. Yeah, I mean, I'm getting ready to go to class. I got class in a half hour, but I wanted to call in and, you know, this is the type of stuff that I'm, you know, speaking out in class. You want to take the guns, but yet you want to give the guns to the tyrant.
Yeah.
What planet do you live on? Obviously, you're not living on Earth. You're on, you know, Planet Insane or something like that. But this is, I mean, David Hogue, whatever his name is, as far as I'm concerned, this guy is starting, I mean, and it's not that I'm afraid of him or anything like that, but he's starting a revolution that I don't think that he even knows what he's doing.
No, he doesn't. He was telling all you adults, you're so stupid because you don't know how to use a phone. We're able to organize because we have a phone. And then saying, but they're, and then whining, they're infringing on my First Amendment rights by making me have a clear backpack. Well, that's not even your First Amendment. It's your protection against unreasonable searches and so forth. It's a Fourth Amendment infringement. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He's just being used. And I don't know, but I mean, he has become such a symbol and such a, he's not really a very effective spokesperson for them, I don't think. I mean, people are looking at him and just cannot believe the arrogance and the hatred that he exudes. While they complain that anybody who opposes him is harassing and bullying. I think he's harassing and bullying people, in my opinion. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Thank you, Kevin. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. From the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's The Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We're taking your calls, and I want to go to Thomas in Wisconsin. We're talking about the march to take our liberties away. Go ahead, Thomas in Wisconsin.
Hello,
David. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good.
So, yeah, I live in Madison, Wisconsin, which is pretty liberal part of the state. We usually call it the People's Republic of Madison. Yeah, there was a lot of marches and stuff, and actually, since this whole thing has started, like, our NRA stickers and stuff like that have caused people to vandalize our car. Like,
it's amazing, isn't it, how effective they have been in terms of getting people to hate the NRA. I've got a couple of polls here, and one of the polls is saying, well, people are more likely than they were a few years ago to say that guns are effective in terms of protecting me, but they hate the NRA. It's actually having, that's the one thing that they've been able to do, is to build an irrational hatred of an organization that just stands to protect our gun rights.
Yeah, actually, I just got a renewed my membership for them. I mean, they're the only people that are lobbying for an actual amendment right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's living in Madison, it's like, it's insane. Like, their logic is so fallible that they can't stand up to a bumper sticker, because their argument is just so flawed.
Well, that's just it. They don't want to debate, and they are filled with hate, and they just want to censor and destroy anybody that disagrees with them. And it's just like we were talking about earlier. Killer Mike, who is a rapper, and he came out, he was very frank and honest about stuff, and said, look, I'm not going to buy into all this stuff on either side. But he said, I have a basic right to protect myself. And then they hammered him until he walked it back.
Yeah, and that's what I tell my African-American friends. I say, yeah, I mean, it's all great being liberal and Democrat until you disagree with them and see how hateful mm-hmm. they get. Mm-hmm. See how hateful they get. Because mm-hmm. they will, and they'll attack you until you agree, until you fall in line with their logic. And it's disgusting. My boyfriend, he goes to Madison Technical College, and he's actually got a discrimination case that's open, because the teacher actually failed him for not answering questions that like he would have to concede his political beliefs to answer the test question.
Oh, yeah. I came across stuff like that when I was in college, and that's been a very long time ago. I had a political science teacher who tried to jam his socialist ideas down our throats, and he wasn't going to allow anybody to debate. I mean, that's the way they run the media now, just like a little authoritarian teacher at the front of the classroom. No, you're not allowed to speak. I am the one with a microphone. I will do all the talking, and your dissent is not allowed. I mean, when we protested abortion groups here, we're holding up signs talking about Black Lives Matter and the genocide against Black children that abortion and Planned Parenthood has been from the very beginning. We showed a picture of a Black baby and said, Black Lives Matter. They showed up with Black signs that said nothing, just to cover up our signs. That's the way these people think. They're only, they don't have an argument to make. They simply want to shut down your speech.
Exactly it. Facebook has become the ministry of truth, pretty much. Mm-hmm. Facebook, mm-hmm. Twitter, I mean, I don't even use them anymore. I use Right to Voice and Gab AI because I literally, they won't let me speak. I mean, anything,
that's right.
I know that anything I say doesn't get out to the people that that I want to reach. I mean, nobody that hasn't heard these points is going to hear them now on those platforms because they censor it. Because truth, they know as soon as people hear truth, light bulbs light up and they want to know. And it plants a seed of doubt in their head about their doctrine and dogma.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw that with
CNN. CNN was lobbying and bragging about it, that they wanted YouTube to shut down InfoWars YouTube channel. And they said, shut them down because they're bullying and harassing David Hogg. Meanwhile, they were down in Florida bullying and harassing an elderly lady who had simply retweeted some stuff on Twitter. And they said, you retweeted a Russian troll. You're a Russian, aren't you? That kind of bullying and harassment, that kind of censorship, they're the ones who are really censoring people. All right, we'll be right back. Thank you, Thomas. We'll be right back with more of your calls. And Gerald Celente will be joining us in the segment after that.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. In the next segment, we're going to be talking to Gerald Celente. And I want to talk to him about all the economic developments we had last week. We had a massive increase in spending. We had the Federal Reserve increasing interest rate at the same time that we're increasing the cumulative debt at an ever-increasing rate. And then we have China making moves to try to supplant the U.S. dollar as reserve currency, putting out a petro yuan and also backing it in gold. So I'm interested in Gerald Celente's take on the economic developments, not to mention the tariffs and other things like that that seem to be more of a concern to Wall Street. So he'll be joining us in the next segment. I want to try to get through as many calls as I can in this segment. But I want to say this real quickly before I go back to the calls. We have an article up on InfoWars.com. It's a video of a candidate for sheriff in North Carolina. And he goes through this litany of things he'd like to do to infringe upon the Second Amendment. And then he comes out and he says, well, we got a lot of pro-gun Americans say, I'll give you my gun when you pry or take it from my cold, dead hands. They said, okay, we'll do that. If you get a sheriff like this, you're not going to be allowed, he's not going to protect your kids in school. And you're not going to be allowed to protect your family. And you're going to need protection from a sheriff like this. In contrast, this article from the Texas Tribune, saying this Texas school began arming teachers with guns in 2007, and now more than 170 other districts in Texas alone have followed. And I want you to think about this for a second. You got all these people in Washington saying, we got to get rid of this Gun-Free Schools Act that was put in, introduced by Joe Biden, signed into law by George H.W. Bush in 1990. Now, that is in effect. They have declared all of our schools to be gun-free zones, and yet that didn't stop a sheriff and a school superintendent from protecting children in their school zone. We don't need the government's permission to protect ourselves. And if you've got the right kind of sheriff, if you've got the right kind of school superintendent, you can do that. You don't need Washington's help. You don't need President Trump. You don't need Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell or Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer to agree that you have a right to protect yourself. You need to solve this problem at the local level. And you can, with the right sheriff, with the right superintendent. And they're talking about this school district, first one that did it, 200 square miles. Said they've got 24 employees, 115 students, about 100 of whom commute from other towns. And because this is spread out, it takes a sheriff's department about 15 minutes to respond to the average emergency call. So I said, look, we got to do something about this. And the school superintendent said, we take care of ourselves. If you don't take care of yourself, nobody's going to do it for you. I don't want to be anybody's victim, he said. So they took it into their own hands. And now that has become a way of doing it here in Texas. And they have two different ways in Texas that you can arm your staff members. They have a guardian plan that allows local school boards to determine training standards and authorize specific employees to carry on campus at all times. That's number one. Then they also have a second approach, the school marshal program. That allows local boards to authorize employees, but they must be specially trained and licensed by the Texas Commission on Law Enforcement, which oversees the program. Under the Marshall program, they can't carry firearms around students. Both of these programs require anonymity, and both allow districts to offer armed employees a monetary stipend. So we solve this problem at the local level. And then they even came in and did something at the state level. And it's like, we don't really care about George Bush and Joe Biden and the fact that they want to turn our schools into shooting zones. We're not going to allow that to happen in Texas. And you have to take control at the local level. We always talk about national politics because you see this implemented at the local level, but the real action to fight for your liberty, to fight for the lives of your children is going to take place at the local level. You can shut all these gun control schemes down until and unless they take away the Second Amendment. They don't have any legal authority to do any of this stuff that they're talking about doing. And so you can get the right people in local office, especially the office of sheriff, and you can get rid of this gun control. I mean, we've had situations in the past where even before they started legalizing marijuana, with the right sheriff in place, they weren't putting people in jail. And so it just is electing the right people. Let's go to our callers, Mandy in Illinois. Thank you for holding, Mandy. Go ahead.
Hi, Dave. Thank you so much for doing what you do. I appreciate it. And I appreciate
thank you for listening.
The InfoWars and all the InfoWarriors. I really do appreciate what you guys do.
Thank you. Thank you. Couldn't do it without your support. Thank you.
And I try to, you know, do my work from, you know, a civilian spot. But I really do appreciate everything you guys do. But I wanted to talk about something. I wanted to talk about how when I was growing up, I lived overseas in the Middle East, and we had AK-47s with our security guards. And I have never felt any more safe as a kid in a school than over there with walls that were 8 foot high and two security guards that had AK-47s. I've never felt safe, more safe in my life. I don't understand why here in America, in my home, we do not do this. I send my kid to school and there could be shootings and all kinds of stuff. And I'm scared that, you know, she would have a problem. My mom didn't have a problem because she knew that, you know, there were security guards at my school with machine guns.
That's right. And that's very effective. And, you know, people are talking about that with Switzerland and the fact that they have a militia there. The militia is essentially like the posse comitatus aspect. Posse Comitatus meant power of the community. You would have a sheriff, and if something happened, you've seen it on the westerns, you know, the sheriff calls up the community, gets a posse together. That was literally means power. So it's the power of the community. They get together and they go take care of that special problem. And the same thing for our national defense. It was initially supposed to be predominantly the militia. We didn't want to have a standing army because they would wind up standing on our throats as they traditionally have. So we have come to the point where we don't want to take care of ourselves anymore. And I think that's why it's so important to take a look at what's happened here in Texas and the attitude these people said. We can take care and we will take care of ourselves. And that's the most important thing. People have to seize that and they can do it at the local level.
What I don't understand is that how Americans cannot figure out how good we have it here in the United States.
Yeah.
We have it so good that if I was over there and I said the wrong thing, I could have been executed because I said the wrong thing. Here in the United States, I can say whatever I want and not have a problem and not be arrested for having a dog give a Nazi salute. As a joke.
Well, they're getting rid of that, though, aren't they? They're getting rid of that.
I want my First Amendment right, my Second Amendment right. My grandpa did not go to World War II on the beach of Normandy and kick Nazis' butt to go ahead and come home and have this stuff happen at home.
That's right. They really have shown themselves to be Nazis because they're coming after both the First Amendment and the Second Amendment and doing it at the same time. You're absolutely right, Mandy. Thank you. I want to move along, try to get as many callers as I can. We've only got about a minute and a half left. Let's go to Shannon in Colorado. I think that's the last caller we'll have time for. Go ahead, Shannon.
Hello, David. Thank you for having me on today.
Well, thank you for calling.
Well, I was just calling because I was actually concerned and curious since we've been having all these marches against our rights. Why aren't we having more marches for our rights right now?
Yeah, well, that's true. You know, I think it's because, well, first of all, the marches for our rights are grassroots marches. We have to understand that these marches that we saw over the weekend are AstroTurf marches. Millions of dollars are being put in. We've got PR organizations. We've got 42 West, a high-profile public relations agency that's out of New York and L.A. They're coordinating this stuff. It's Hollywood, government, media. They're pushing this.
Oh, yes. Yes, they definitely are. I know they have the money to back us. A lot of us just have our opinions. However, we're having a bit of trouble voicing those opinions. I know you guys are having a lot of difficulty with that.
That's right.
Even trying to get a hold of you or finding you on YouTube, there's been glitches and reroutes. And
yes, shadow banning. That's what you see everywhere you go. And I think, there are some people who push back. And I say, when we do it, we have to make clear that we're not doing this because of guns. Guns don't have rights. We're not fighting for gun rights. We're fighting for liberty. That's the key thing to understand. And that's an important thing to put out there in the argument. You have to not let them take the high ground.
It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's Myco ZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off. Because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides, but more importantly than bad bacteria, the probiotics help displace. Yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus now from the InfoWars store.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with Cell Force from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation. But doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest. That's
amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt it in a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
While spending and debt is increasing, so is the interest rate. And then at the same time, we have a developing trade competition with China. And I don't say that this is an initiation of a trade war, because China has had a trade war against us for decades. This is just the first time that we have pushed back after they've been bombing our industries. And so that's got Wall Street worried. But there's a new development today. We've had China start to sell a yuan petro contract that is redeemable in gold. So they're starting to do exactly the opposite of what we did. First, we went off the gold standard, and then we said, oh, now we're going to do a petrodollar. Well, they're doing a petro-yuan that is backed by gold. So what is that going to do to the economy? I wanted to get Gerald Celente on because he can sort this stuff out for us. I really respect his opinion on finances and on world trade and on war. But we're going to be focused on interest rates. We're going to be focused on what's going on with China. I want to get Gerald Celente's idea on whether or not this is a serious threat. What the Chinese are doing. Of course, they've been talking about trying to get rid of the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency for quite some time. That's something that doesn't seem to be on the radar of Wall Street much. They're primarily looking at the trade war that they're concerned about. And so I wanted Gerald to tell us his opinion on this. And before we get to Gerald, I just want to tell you about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this program. It's what keeps us independent. They have all the social media people are trying to shadow ban us. They're trying to censor us. Oh, you're bullying and harassing. You're talking about these people. Well, you can't talk about kids who get into the public arena and start lecturing us on policy. No, we're going to shut you down. And they've done it to many organizations. And they'll eventually do it probably to us as well. But the thing that keeps us independent are the products that we sell directly to you. So we really do appreciate your support. Products that you buy at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to tell you about a couple of them that are on sale right now. We have a new product, Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Now, we've had Super Blue Silver toothpaste and mouthwash. Now we have it in a gargle formula that you can also use for your hands, not just for oral use. And, of course, it has nanosilver in it, very effective at killing bacteria and viruses. But the bacteria that causes gum disease, that leads to tooth loss, leads to heart disease, very effective at controlling that. And you can now clean your hands with it as well because it is nanosilver. You can get that at 33% off. We also have Alexa Pure Breeze, our revolutionary air purification system that we sell here, $50 off at InfoWarsStore.com. So take a look at the products that we have at InfoWars Store. We really do appreciate your support, and we really do need your support at this time. Thank you so much. Let's go to Gerald, and, of course, Gerald Celente is a trend forecaster, and he's the publisher of Trends Journal. You can find that at trendsresearch.com. So joining us now is Gerald Celente. Thank you for joining us, Gerald.
Oh, it's always great being on with you, David. You know, you mentioned something that that's very important. You mentioned a lot of important things, but one of them is that, you know, about the trade war, and that, you know, China started a trade war with the United States. Everybody has it wrong. And you're 100% correct. I mean, we're looking at what, a $375 billion trade deficit with China.
Yeah.
So if you were,
it's like we're looking at our cities in ruins and we're standing there and the bombers are starting to take off from our side to go bomb them. We're saying, wait a minute, you're starting a war. And it's like, look at the city around you. Look at the industry. Look at the Rust Belt.
Yeah. And, you know, the hypocrisy of this. And again, you know, I want to make it clear, you know, as you know, I'm a political atheist. I look at things the way they are. I don't take a side because of anybody. There's things that Trump does, like on the geopolitical things that I'm not in agreement with. On this, I'm 100% behind him. Mm-hmm. And the fact being, if this was a Democrat calling for a new policy of trade that has raped the United States, oh, they would be so positive about it. But because Trump is doing it, oh, how terrible this is. This is a trade war. It's what trade war? If we're doing business, you and I, and you're making all the money and I'm losing it, I say to you, man, this gotta change.
Well, you know, the way I've talked about this, Gerald, is I said, you know, let's just imagine that you are a mom and pop retailer, and a big box retailer comes in that's funded by equity funding on Wall Street. And let's say that the local town charges them 1/10 the amount of tax that they charge you. That's not a level playing field. And that's what we've got with China. They charge us 10 times the amount of tariff taxes on automobiles that we charge them when they send their stuff into our country. It's absolutely ridiculous that there'll be a 10-to-1 differential in trade tariffs, and that's what Trump is talking about, equalizing that. So but we're not allowed to have an equalization or even minimize some of this disparity. That becomes a trade war.
Yeah, and by the way, this has nothing to do, the market's fluctuations have nothing to do with this trade talk as we see it. And I'll give you the proof. And this is from Thursday, March 22nd. This is the day after the new Fed chair Powell comes out. Now, people don't remember what happened that day because, you know, the United States lives on terminal attention deficit disorder. He comes out, the market's up 250 points. After Wall Street took in what he had to say with rising interest rates, it did virtually a 300-point reversal and closed down nearly 50 points. So here's the New York Times. Market teeters and falls as Fed raises rates. Mm-hmm. Okay? The Wall Street Journal. Here we are. Same day, Thursday. Stocks fall after Fed raises rates. And you can see the sharp decline.
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with trade wars.
It's outright manipulation, isn't it?
Exactly. They're making the trade wars the issue because then, David, you look at Dow futures that night. So Friday morning's Dow futures, the Dow was going down. It had nothing to do with trade wars. It has to do with interest rates beginning and end of the story.
Yeah, absolutely. They come out and they say, well, there's no inflation and jobs are looking good. So it's just exact opposite of what we had under Carter. We had stagnant growth and we had inflation. What they're saying is, well, we got good growth and we've got no inflation. So let's raise the interest rates and wreck it. That's what they're doing. They're manipulating it. And it's political,
and
isn't it, Gerald?
And then what they do is they quote in big press over and over about why these trade wars are no good. And do you know who they quote? A low-life piece of garbage, one of the most disgusting human beings, I should say, among the many disgusting freaks, fools, liars, and cowards that are destroying the country, Larry Summers. Yeah, summer piece of crap.
Yeah, he's going to nudge us along, isn't he? He and his Obama people. We're going to talk about the real consequences and what this manipulation means for you. And we look at these interest rates, as I pointed out last week. The banks aren't going to pass along that extra interest that they're going to be getting from the Federal Reserve. They're going to keep that $5 billion. You're not going to see your savings accounts go up. But you are going to have to pay that back as a taxpayer. That's going to be coming along on the other side. So stay with us. We'll be right back with Gerald Celente.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. The reason InfoWars Life has 5-star ratings on major third-party sites is because I want products I'm going to use for my family. I take this. My family takes this. And then it funds the operation with the most hardcore, truthful information you're going to find anywhere. So what you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com.
If I ever forget to take them, like, I'm having noticeable difference. I don't feel good. The nascent iodine is one of the ones that was life-changing for me.
Yeah, I actually have just run out of my super female. I had a few bottles at my house, and I've been taking it again, hitting the gym once again. Mm. Very exciting, feeling great, looking good. So, and I know my hair is luxurious once again. So obviously the super female is amazing. I love it.
Nascent iodine is essential. Survival Shield X2. If there's one product that I would say is life-changing, that I would suggest, it's Nascent Iodine Survival Shield X2. It's got a 5-star rating.
It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com. After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a 6-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
They use their media to assassinate Real News. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance, all to make them march. Make them protest. Make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Massive new spending, higher interest rates dictated by the Federal Reserve, and moves in trade with China, but also China's move to supplant the United States as the reserve currency for the world and moving to shore it up with gold. What does this all mean? We've got Gerald Celente joining us, and of course you can find his Trends Journal at trendsresearch.com. That's where you can go there to, I think, get a sample of it and also to subscribe. And as Gerald was pointing out in the last segment, when you look at interest rates and you understand that it isn't trying to get back some kind of a rough parity between us, that things are so skewed if you haven't realized this by now. I mean, we've still got the Koch brothers out there telling everybody, oh, free trade is a way to prosperity. We want the Chinese to work for us at slave wages. Yeah, right. That's a sucker bet. Haven't you seen the devastation in our economy and our manufacturing facilities? Haven't you seen what it's done, the trade deficit to our country? Is that still a question that we need to debate here? But as Gerald was pointing out, we had the Fed chair, Powell, arbitrarily raise interest rates and reversed a 250-point, I think he said, gain to a 300-point loss on the basis of that. And then people come out and say, oh, but it's Trump saying that he's going to protect us against this disparity against China. That's what tank the stock market. No, it's really the manipulation by the central banks. And Gerald, they're being used as a political weapon, aren't they? I mean, we've seen Greenspan do this. He did a rope-a-dope with it. He rapidly lowered interest rates, left them there for a while to create a real estate bubble. And then he started going up 0.25% every quarter. And we've seen this ever since President Trump was elected. They started making moves to gradually burst the bubble that they created with low interest rates that they kept throughout Obama's administration.
Yep. And again, I want to make it very clear, the people that are against free trade, like that low-life piece of garbage, ignorant moron who's never did anything to help America, one of them, Larry Summers, who also was responsible for killing the Glass-Steagall Act, that was the act that was in place after the Great Depression. So that the banks wouldn't become these gambling institutions.
Yeah, exactly.
Now think about it. They end the Glass-Steagall Act, and what happens right after that? Oh, the dot-com bust. But that's ancient history. So you got this fat-mouthed moron shooting his mouth off, and who created this trade crisis? Oh, same administration, wasn't it? The Clinton administration.
Yeah, they're the ones who created the banks that were too big to fail. I remember when they first kicked off these mergers, and it was because it involved North Carolina, where I was living at the time. We had Nations Bank and Bank of America, and they merged together, and they were saying, oh, we're not going to allow that because it would be so big that all the other banks would start to merge, and they did. And they wound up with about a half dozen banks that were too big to fail, too big to jail, and that was all created by Bill Clinton. And Erskine Bowles was the guy that was working with him from North Carolina. So he was part of the banking industry. He was part of the Clinton administration. He started that whole run of big mergers with big banks.
And it was also Bill Clinton that gave us NAFTA and allowed China into the World Trade Organization.
That's right.
So
That's right.
Here's something just out, by the way, on banks. And just exactly what you said about how the bigs got bigger. The three largest U.S. banks by assets have added more than $2.4 trillion in domestic deposits over the past 10 years, a 180% increase. The amount exceeds what the top eight banks had in such deposits combined in 2007. And in 1994, again, that lying, oh, I didn't have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. I smoked, but I didn't inhale. Slick yeah. Willie Clinton. In 1994, lawmakers passed legislation that paved the way for national banks that could hold customer deposits coast to coast.
Yes.
They are in control. The banksters are running and ruining the nation, and low lives like Summers and Clintons and all the rest made it happen. And there's no outrage against them. Rather, they promote these clowns as though they represent us and our interests.
You know, one of the things that has really been a sticking point with me, Gerald, is that, you know, we had the stagflation, the runaway interest rates under Jimmy Carter, and they took away usury laws. And now these people, you look at the spread on what they pay you, the little measly amount, if you can even see it. It's like a fraction of a tiny fraction of a percent interest that they pay you on savings or whatever. But then charging people 25 to 50% interest rates on credit cards and so forth. And they don't kick any of this stuff back. Once the Fed raises the interest rates, these banks can put their money on deposit with them. And they're going to get like $5 billion bonus out of this. But they're going to pay little, if any, of that back to you in terms of savings accounts. But as a consumer who has to pay taxes, we're all going to be paying the higher interest rates that we're going to be incurring on this higher spending from the federal government. So we have to pay it back as taxpayers, but then all of that money funnels through the Federal Reserve and into the pockets of these banks.
You got it. And again, you know, it's the merger of state and corporate powers. It's called fascism. And that's exactly what's happened. The money has gone into the banks. And you pointed it out, what most people don't know. It was Jimmy Carter that killed the usury laws. When I was a kid growing up in the Bronx, they called it VIG, you know? They called them loan sharks. You know, they were getting 15%.
Oh, don't forget, it was nothing compared to these guys, right?
Yeah. And you got to lock them up. You know, you can't do this. This is killing the people. Oh, yeah, you got to break the gangs up. Yeah, so the banks could take over. And about these payday loans? You know, was it 500%?
Yeah. That's why we call them banksters.
Yeah.
They really are gangsters.
But there's no outrage against it. And yet they'll put up a clown like Larry Summers and give that is the impression, oh, he's so brilliant. He knows best. So these high interest rates are what's bringing down the market. And the market cannot take higher interest rates because this whole boom since Obama came in was based on negative interest rates, zero interest rate policy, and quantitative easing in the United States and Europe and Japan. As soon as they raise interest rates, you can see what happened up in Canada. They got lousy low interest rates, a little over, you know, 1 to 1.25 overnight rate. And you're already seeing housing starts going way down. Same thing's happening in the United States on car sales, on housing starts, on new home sales, on new mortgage applications. A small rise in interest rates is really the country can't take it because all the wealth that has been accumulated since the Obama administration has gone to the 1%. And I'm not making that number up. Well, you know, it's 78% of the people living paycheck to paycheck.
That's right. And very few people with any money for retirement and so forth. When they raise these interest rates, it immediately is reflected in credit cards and adjustable rate mortgages and the loans that you get for your automobiles and everything. But they pocket the money, the profits that they make for that. They don't pass that along to anybody. They keep that themselves. You know, I saw this thing. We talk about the Fed. We talk about auditing the Fed and so forth. Switzerland's central bank, the Swiss National Bank, got headlines. $55 billion profit, they point out, that's more than J.P. Morgan and Berkshire Hathaway combined. It's more than the annual profit of Apple. But these central banks, and we don't even know what it is with the Federal Reserve because they won't tell us, they profit this. They said that is equivalent to 8% of the GDP of Switzerland just from the financial manipulations of their central bank. What is our central bank doing?
Oh, And again, they won't even tell us what's in Fort Knox. We're not allowed to look. Oh yeah, we're going to bring freedom and democracy to another nation. We'll bomb the hell out of it, kill anybody that we want, because we got to bring freedom and democracy. And we, the little people, we can't go into Fort Knox. We can't see what's in there. No, how dare you request something like that? Get back in line and pay your taxes in Slavelandia and don't open your mouth.
That's right. It's probably a bunch of lead ingots that are sprayed with gold paint. That's probably what we'd find in Fort Knox. All right. Stay with us. When we come back, we're going to talk China with Gerald Celente. I'm David Knight. Stay with us.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We're talking to Gerald Celente, very accurate trend forecaster. And again, you can find his trends journal that he publishes at trendsresearch.com. Gerald, in this last segment, I want to talk a little bit more about China, because today, this is something that's been talked about for quite some time. But today it happened, March the 26th, China finally launched their yuan denominated oil futures contract. They've talked about this for quite some time. And even going back to 2015, we had Russia's third largest oil producer say that they were going to start settling contracts in the Chinese yuan and other Asian currencies rather than the U.S. dollar. So both Russia and China would like to get away from the U.S. dollar being the reserve currency, because that status as reserve currency that we have with the petrodollar has to a large degree insulated us from the fiscal follies of Washington. It's done a lot to do that. So they would like to take that away. And of course, this is something that happened 12, 13 hours earlier today because they're that far ahead of us in terms of time. If they were to do this, if they were to start redeeming their yuan in gold, they said they would do it out of Hong Kong and Shanghai and so forth. If that were to happen, that would have a big impact on the price of gold, because demand for gold would start to go up as it was if people were to cash that in. How do you view this? Do you think this is a serious threat at this point? Something they've been talking about for a long time. Do you think it's going to affect the price of gold?
Those are great questions. We've been on top of this when they first announced it several months ago. And let's put it all into perspective. Go back to the 1970s when the United States took us off the gold standard. And then the deal was made when they had that oil crisis. Well, here's the deal. We'll protect the Saudi gang over there. But you have to make a deal where all OPEC oil will be sold in dollars. Mm-hmm. And that's how they got the petrodollar. Mm-hmm. So now what you have is China being one of the world's largest buyers of gas and oil. They're saying, no, we're not going to pay you in dollars anymore. We're going to pay you in yuan. So, but here's the deal. You could cash, as you mentioned, you could cash our yuan out into gold. It's backed by gold. Who is that going to help? As a matter of fact, who are they buying the oil mostly from? Well, they're buying it from Russia, Iran, and Saudi Arabia. Now, remember, Saudi Arabia is the ones that we made a deal with to establish the phony petrodollar. So that's what kept building the reserve currency at a time, by the way, when they took us off the gold standard.
That was the jiu-jitsu move by Kissinger and Nixon. And at the time, Saudi Arabia was the world's biggest oil producer. We were the biggest consumer. And so they orchestrated this deal. Now things have changed a bit. We're not importing as much oil because things have loosened up. Now China is the biggest importer of oil. So that gives them maybe even more leverage at the current time than we have with Saudi Arabia, because they're the bigger customer.
Exactly. Now, Saudi Arabia is also getting paid now in yuan, not dollars. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the debt we have to put this into perspective. When you look at the world currency reserves, the United States is number one. Not far behind it, maybe 10 points below, is the euro. The Chinese yuan doesn't account for 3% right now of world reserves. Mm-hmm. So they're not trading that heavily. However, this is the beginning of the end. If the petrodollar dies, the U.S. dollar will crash.
Yeah.
So we have to see what happens, because now let's take a globalnomic viewpoint. They just brought in this guy Bolton as the national security advisor to Trump. You're looking at Pompeo. You're looking at all the anti-Iranian rhetoric that keeps building and growing, and particularly with the clown prince here a couple of weeks ago from Saudi Arabia. If there's action against Iran, you can see the petrodollar dive and gold prices spike. So we are very positive on gold, because when the market's been going down in February on gold, the equity markets were going down in February sharply, and again, having nothing to do with trade or tariffs, interest rates, gold prices were going down. Mm-hmm. Now, gold prices are moving higher. So our forecast, David, is that when gold prices break $1,385 an ounce, That's a big breakout point. From there, when they break over $1,450 an ounce, then we're going to see what we call a Bitcoin bounce shooting up to over $2,000 an ounce. And the yuan, as you're pointing out, be the petro yuan, that is very big. So we're going to see more and more countries paying for their oil in their own currencies rather than the dollar.
That's right, because we've already had a lot of these countries that are hostile to us, like Venezuela, say we're not going to trade in the dollar anymore. And I think we're talking about Venezuela. We look at the U.S. dollar being the world's reserve currency. That's what has insulated us from the kind of financial troubles that we've seen with Venezuela or Zimbabwe, where they've had hyperinflation. They have politicians that are really no more irresponsible than our politicians, but they didn't have reserve currency status. And that was the thing that destroyed them. And if we lose that reserve currency status, we're going to go right down the same path as Venezuela and Zimbabwe, aren't we?
Yes. And that's what we're saying. If the petrodollar dies, watch out for the U.S. dollar. We will see inflation skyrocket to levels that will mirror what happened in the Weimar Republic before World War II. You'll be going to your Walmart with a wheelbarrow full of dollars to buy a six-pack of Coke.
Wow. Yeah. You'll be papering Walmart. The Federal Reserve's been papering their debt. You'll be papering Walmart with currency. Yeah. And that's the thing that really is troubling too. When we look at the idea that's being floated around Washington, let's not even have a debt ceiling anymore. Let's just, you know, forget about all this stuff. And we look at the debt and it is a hockey stick. You know, we don't have a hockey stick with global temperatures, but we have a hockey stick with the national cumulative debt. That is increasing at an ever increasing rate under Bush, then faster under Obama, now faster under Trump. It just continues to accelerate.
And let's go back to where we began, rising interest rates. Mm-hmm. Now you got to pay that debt back with higher interest rates. And now let's go global. What are we looking at? You know, 50 trillion bucks, you know, that they built up in phony dough to keep this scam going. And again, as interest rates go up, it costs you more to pay off your debt. So that's where that's what's really hurting Wall Street. And that's why we're saying the Trump rally has peaked. It's not going to crash as we see it because of the allowance of stock buybacks with the deals with the tax cuts and the repatriation. That'll keep it up for a while. But the big one to look at, and you pointed it out, is where is the dollar going? And again, listen to what Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, said at Davos. They were in favor of a weak dollar. And as you're seeing the yuan going in that direction and other currencies growing, you can bet on a cheaper dollar. And the cheaper the dollar, the higher gold prices.
And that's the thing, you know, when you go back and you look at some of the revelations that just came out, and we had Snowden come out 5 years ago, but he released all this stuff to just a couple of different outlets. And now we've just had The Intercept come out with, you know, a five-year-old leak that showed that the NSA was saying Bitcoin is our number one priority. They are so concerned that either the Chinese petro yuan is going to come out, or you're going to have a basket of currencies, or you're going to have cryptocurrencies, but something that is going to take away their monopoly to manipulate the economy, to manipulate our currency and so forth. They're so afraid of that, and with good reason, because what if any of these things break that dominance of the dollar? It is really going to get rough here economically in the United States, whether it's cryptocurrency or whether it's China or Russia or a group of, you know, the BRICS coming together and undermining the dominance of the U.S. dollar. If that goes, that's going to be a much, much bigger issue than any supposed trade war that is going to come along.
Yeah, and you mentioned China. Look at their debt-to-GDP ratio. You know, they had, what, about $500 billion in total debt 20 years ago, and now it's over $30
trillion. Wow.
So that's why they're trying to kill Bitcoin. They were one of the first ones out to axe it. And that's what we're seeing in all of these countries with their enormous debt to GDP ratios. And you were talking about the world leaders before and what a freak show it is around the world. Look what's going on in Colombia, in Japan. Again, it's a freak show and the people are allowing it to happen in a country near you.
Well, it's a very, as I say, you know, it's a crisis time, you know, danger plus opportunity. As some have pointed out, that's the Chinese symbol for crisis. And that is the situation that we're in right now. So it's a very dangerous situation, but if you understand where things are going, it could be an opportunity. And if you want to follow that and get an idea as to what's happening, a great person to follow is Gerald Celente, trendsresearch.com. You can find Trends Journal there. Thank you so much for joining us, Gerald. That's our program for today.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we can all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problem going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.